Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for this beautiful day. And most of all, I truly thank God for my husband, Pastor Cornelius Crankfield Sr. I truly thank God for every one of you that are listening to this broadcast of the Rosa Sharon. And I pray, God, that you had a beautiful Thanksgiving, that you have time to be with your family and to enjoy the blessing of the Lord. And most of all, to thank God that you are alive to see another day. And I would like to say a prayer, praise God, for what Jesus is doing in our lives. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for you, the Almighty, that we truly thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and most of all, I truly thank God for you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I truly thank God that you give your people the mind to listen to this radio broadcast, to have their ears open and their hearts open. Father God, I'm trusting in you to give your people the word today, that they are seeking more of you. They are seeking guidance from you, and they want clarification of your word. Lord, let your word be a blessing to your people, body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Truly, I thank God again for this beautiful day. And truly, we thank God that we are close to a new month, the month of December. And I truly thank God for all that he is today, because God is cutting the time short, because one day Jesus is coming back for his people, but he is prepping us to be ready. I would like to go into the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, and I want you to read along with me. And those who are at home, I truly thank God that you were able to get a Bible. And those who are traveling, I thank God that you have an ear to hear what God is saying unto you as a church. And I truly thank God that we are his church. We are his body. And most of all, his son is looking for a place to rest his head upon. And I truly thank God. This morning, I would like to read the book of Ezekiel, one of the major prophets, telling you what the Lord showed him in the vision pertaining to the church. And we are that church today. And I'm going to read starting at the first verse. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was a very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus say the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay suey upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, it shaking me, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the suey and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus say the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into me, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they said, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus say the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and call you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, all my people, brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Truly, we thank God for this word today. And the Lord was speaking to the church. We are that church. I want to ask you a question. How many of you are in a dry bone spell right now? How many of you are stagnated? You're looking for directions and what you want God to do. You're looking for ways and how you can enhance yourself with the Lord when it comes to the ministry. You are in that dry valley, don't know how to get out, but you're stuck, and you don't know which way to turn. My people, God got an answer to your call. God got an answer to your question today. When God spoke to Ezekiel, show him the vision of the dry bones. Now, in the norm, we look at it as impossible. But with God, it's a possibility. God could take an unusual thing to make it possible in the eyes of man. God could use whatever he sees fit to make it work. Those who are in stagnated spell, in a stagnated position, don't know way to turn. Your help is on the way. And I truly thank God for his word today through the book of Ezekiel. When the Lord showed the man of God of the dry bones, we are that people that we can ask the Lord to get us out of the dry bones fail. Because in the last days, God is going to raise up a people who will be stand strong and firm and nourished in the presence of the Lord thy God. Yes, your help is on its way. And Jesus is the answer to bring you into that position that you'll be nourished by his presence in the presence of the Almighty God. We are in that place, my dear brothers and sisters, pertaining to the church. The Lord is going to restore the church back to its position. He will restore his people because he's saying his word, I am God that is holy, and my people shall be holy unto me. And we're going to be that holy people that God is calling for in these last days. We're going to stand strong and firm and anchor in his word. We're going to be grounded and rooted. Most of all, we need to be rooted, that the roots of our faith be rooted in the word of God, that we be able to stand against whatever come upon this earth. We are that people will lose. Those who lost faith will regain faith. Those who lost hope will regain hope, because we are his people in these last days. And that's why God answered Ezekiel, can he dry bones live? The man of God didn't know. But he know without a shadow of doubt that God is able to do whatever he sees fit. We are that church that he's calling for in these last days. That we'll be able to stand in the presence of Almighty God. That we could take hold and anchor whatever he said unto us. Because he is our shadow. He is our captain. He is all that he is to us. Body, soul, and spirit. That the bones can come together and God will place his spirit, his supernatural skin, sewer together, and we be that people looking forward. We're not going to look to the left nor to the right, but our faith will stand strong and flint. That we not worry about what the devil say or do, but hold faith to what God promised us. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to be anchored in the faith of the word of God. Don't get yourself all caught up in the trouble of the world that we are living in. Because Jesus said in his word, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. But in the meantime, we are there called by the name of God. That we dedicate our body, soul, and spirit to the Almighty God. That we stand firm in his word and trust in his word and believe in all that he is to us. Let's don't be shaken, as God told you, Ezekiel, praise God, when Ezekiel heard the noise and the bones were shaking, praise God. Don't be shaken in what the devil said to us, but be strong and be firm in what God said in his word. No, see, it takes by faith, and faith is by hearing the word of God. We got to stand firm. Don't be concerned. Don't trouble yourself when the doctor say, well, you got cancer. Don't be afraid when man say, well, you don't have no job. You need to know who you are in the Lord thy God. You need to know who you are. As God told Abraham, praise God, when God told Moses, praise God, and Moses said, what should I say to Pharaoh who sent me? And God let Moses know that I am that I am. And we as a people of God, we need to know who we are and what we are in the presence of the Almighty God. God don't want us to be shaken, but he wants us to stand firm. And then when God put these bones, dry bones, back to its place and nourished it, they raised from the dead, they came out of the grave and stand firm and believing in what God said in his word. Now, my brothers and sisters, now's the day and the hour that we need to know who we are. Come out of your grave clothes. Come out of the dry bones fail and stand firm and believe in what God said in his word to you today. Stand whole and believe in what God's saying. He give you a ministry, stand firm in your ministry. He give you a calling, stand firm in your calling. Don't let the devil shake your thoughts and mind. And my brothers and sisters, I thank you for all that you are to make that we believe in God. May God bless you. May God keep you in his will. God bless.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.
I see.